Josh Widdicombe.
XFM. Good morning, producer Neil.
Good morning, Josh.
How are we?
I'm all right. How are you?
Start with a question. We'll role play. Imagine you're a kind of successful career woman who commutes.
Okay.
Would you do that thing where they wear a pair of trainers with the smart clothes?
Yeah, why not?
I just think I don't know what my views are meant to be on this.
They can be whatever you want them to be, unless they're really bad, in which case don't air them.
It's a strange look, isn't it?
It can be, but sports trainers are very fashionable, just in general, aren't they, at the moment?
It's not the 80s. Big tongues and the air bubbles.
It seems that way, from what I can, when I look at people's feet.
Do you ever wear smart shoes?
No. The smartest shoes I've probably got are some all-black Vans slip-ons.
So you'd wear them to a wedding?
Yeah, probably.
What did you wear at your wedding? Trainers?
No, I had some hired shoes.
You hired some shoes?
Well, I wore a kilt.
Where from, a bowling alley?
I wore a kilt, so they were
I forgot you were pretending to be Scottish. You hired some shoes? How old were they? Like, could you feel that previous feet had been in there?
No.
Did they spray them with that stuff before they gave them to you?
I had other things on my mind, to be honest, than how old are these shoes?
You hired some shoes?
I hired a whole outfit.
So what
outfit?
Goes with a kilt?
So you have the kilt, and then you have the shirt, and the...
No, I mean, what kind of shoes?
They're like black shoes, but then they've got the laces that kind of tie up round your calf and the top.
Oh, yeah, of course. You probably don't even own a suit.
I do.
If you were nominated for some kind of big radio award, would you wear a kilt to the ceremony?
No.
Why not?
Because it's...
You wear a kilt to every show we do.
No, I wouldn't.
There might have been people listening going, well, we'll nominate them to see whether he goes through with his kilt thing right now.
Well, you're from Devon, so if you were nominated for a big award, would you wear a Morris dancing outfit?
No, but I wouldn't wear that on my wedding day either. Because the thing is, I'm comfortable enough with who I am not to have to try and dress up to prove where I'm from. Josh Widdicombe. XFM. Now on the Josh Widdicombe Show, any other business, your complaints, you can uphold them or reject them. Neil will uphold them with his bell sound. Let's get going. The more pernickety, the better. Josh, it's true. There is no K in the Italian alphabet. There we go. Shall I carry on reading?
Let's go. I am
Greek, with my surname beginning with K. And when I was 7, I went to an Italian school with my best friend. During the register, I wasn't called out because my surname began with K. I was so upset that I didn't exist that I cried. That's an astonishing story.
That's great. You could just bunk off school, no one would know.
Yeah.
But don't bunk off
Sia.
School.
Well, we presume she's called Sia. She might be called Siak, but we can't see it. Next one. Podcast episode 93 is titled Talking X's, School Elections and More. X's should be spelt X's since it's a plural.
Oh, I'll change that.
To be even more pedantic, yes please, Blink 182 were originally called Blink. But when they contacted an Irish band of the same name, threatened legal action, they added the 182, coming from the amount of times Al Pacino says the F word in Scarface. Oh, grow up. You're adults. Absolutely. Have a look in a mirror, wear some normal length trousers, and have a think about how pathetic you are.
They weren't adults at the time.
They would have been.
It's been a big week for Blink, hasn't it?
Has it?
Yeah, Tom DeLonge is no longer in the band. Lots of fallout, lots of online.
Lots of fallout, boy.
Lots of online bickering.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we care?
People do. Keep up, mate.
You know, they're arguing over all the small things, I imagine. I mean, in the level of musical genres which need to have a long, hard look in the mirror, skater punk is number one. They had an album called Enema of the State. How do you go home to your parents at Christmas and tell them what you're doing for a living?
I imagine they'd probably just invite them over to their massive mansions.
Yeah, that would be probably full of Star Wars figures. I mean, what's wrong with being a proper adult? If they wore trainers on the tube, that would be the smartest bit of their outfit, and they wouldn't get the tube because they'd be skateboarding to work. Yours pedantically, Taj in Ireland. Gang, just wanted to thank you for the informative Ting Tings podcast when you also mentioned the wombats. Last week, when my fiancé said, I wonder whatever happened to the wombats, I was able to tell her exactly what they were up to. Needless to say, she was very impressed by my knowledge of minor foreign gigs, and I didn't tell her how I knew. I'm a new listener to the podcast and hope this high calibre of knowledge transfer continues. Thanks, Tom Flannery Darby. He'll be very pleased with the Blink 182 stuff that we've just given out. If you have an issue with the show, or just... I mean, Blink 182. Would you describe yourself as a fan?
No, not a fan. But
you're a fan of Bowling for Soup.
No, definitely not.
Avenged Sevenfold.
No.
No FX.
No.
All of those bands can be heard on LBC or something. Do they play them? My name's Nick Clegg. That was Cool Clegg. This is Rival Schools.
I'm not having that. I love Rival Schools.
Josh Widdicombe.
XFM. The two topics we're talking about today, I tell you what, the first one, unique ways you waste time at work. I mean, obviously, both me and you work very hard, but we've our previous jobs. When I worked in Waterstones, I mean, I could admit this now because...
You don't work there anymore?
Don't work there anymore. I reached the level of grade 2 bookseller out of 5. I used to go and sit in the toilet for 10 minutes, lid down, just sit.
Why didn't you take a book with you? You worked in Waterstones.
You weren't allowed books in the toilet because they thought you might be, you know, stealing them.
What, page by page?
It was like in a prison. You'd eat them. What ways have you wasted time at work?
I was trying to think. Not that I do it now, because I'm always busy and stuff like that.
But steal from work?
No. Back in the day, if...
Where did you get those headphones from that you just put in your bag?
They belong in this studio. And yeah, I'll take them back to another studio.
Yeah, whatever.
It used to be quite good. You'd find an empty studio, because they're kind of soundproof as well, if you had a late night or...
Sleep in the studio?
Yeah, you just turn all the lights off, sleep in the studio.
Like George in Seinfeld used to sleep on his desk.
Yeah, a little bit.
New York Yankees.
Perfect 30-minute power nap.
Really? So where would you go? Where would you sleep? Under the desk?
Under the desk, or if you've got two chairs, you know, you sit in one and then put your feet up on the other, and because they're all air-conditioned as well, you can get the temperature just right.
Wow.
Some studios have
sofas
in them.
Were you worried you were ever going to go live?
No, I didn't have to worry about that.
Would that be your worst nightmare?
I'm not going to get into how the dynamics of a radio studio works. It's just boring, but it could never happen.
I was riffing, Neil, and you just said you'd be blocked. That's the first rule against improvisation.
Okay.
So ways you've wasted time work. The other one we want, what's the oddest Google search you've ever made? Keep it clean. Don't care if you're researching your autobiography. This week, I found out what doggles are. Do you know what doggles are?
No.
Dogs in goggles.
What?
Dogs wearing goggles.
But why would dogs wear goggles?
Get on a Google image search and you'll see, mate. If they're looking out of a car and their hair is blowing and they're wearing a pair of goggles to cover up their eyes from the wind, you're in for a great photo. A morning I spent looking for them. Good searches. Doggles. Doggles car.
You say you're busy, but you've got so much time on your hands.
No, I was in a writing meeting for the last leg. But no one knows what you're really doing on your laptop. And the odds are they're not going to accuse you of that.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
You know, no one's ever going to go, you searching doggles? Anyway, I was, you know, go on my Twitter. I've tweeted some of my favourite doggles.
I'll tweet them from @XFM as well.
Oh, no, don't, because I was tweeting them to someone else. But it's also now my screensaver on my phone. You can't get enough doggles. That's what I say. And do you know what? I think a dog in goggles has more artistic merit than the whole of the career of Blink-182.
Josh Widdicombe. XFM.
Josh Widdicombe on XFM. We are talking ways you've wasted time at work. Neil refusing to engage in it due to his company man manner. Maybe you'll learn things, Neil. Maybe you'll learn how real people spend their time.
Okay.
Gemma, I used to pull into as many different lay-bys as possible. I sort of collected them. I think the problem you've got there is if some kind of murder is committed, you are in serious trouble because no one's going to believe your cover story. At best, you're going to get sacked from work.
What? I wonder what Gemma did for a living, or does for a living.
Yeah, I know. What do you think? Travelling saleswoman?
Owns a burger van?
No, because then, I mean, that's... If you're on the clock but you're in your car, I mean, maybe she was a driving instructor. And she was just going, if you just pull over here.
That's another one on the list.
Yeah, tick. Are you sure this is going to come up in the exam? Yeah, it will, yeah. Well, I if Gemma wants to email in, josh@xfm.co.uk next week, we'd like to know not which lay-bys she's got, but certainly what her job was. And if there's any rare ones that she's got. And if she gets them in swap, can she swap them with other people that have got them? These are all questions that need answers. If anything, Gemma has left me more confused than before I read out her tweet.
Josh Widdicombe. Podcast. XFM.
Now on the Josh Widdicombe Show on XFM, it's time to be joined, as always, by Nathaniel Metcalf.
Good morning.
You're here to preview the week's TV with Radio Get With The Times.
I am, and I'm going back further than I usually would, or further than I often do.
The week's TV from the past, we should say.
Yeah, so this is August 1993. It's the summer holidays.
How old would you have been at this point? Let's just go, I'd have been 10.
I'd have been 14.
I'd have been 10 as well.
It probably shows me in a worse light then. Because I was watching Pugwall.
I don't think you need to continue because I can tell you all about Pugwall.
Go on.
Pugwall was the lead singer of the Orange Organics.
Yes.
An Australian school band.
Yes.
Also in the band, on bass, String Bean.
Yeah, correct.
Jenny, who was his girlfriend.
Yes,
was,
yeah.
Kind of. She was the Stevie Nicks of the situation. keyboards and him on his guitar. I don't know who the other members of the band are.
Orpho?
No.
Bazza.
Bazza, I wouldn't have got that.
What? Why is he called Pugwall?
Peter Unwin George Wall.
Oh, well done.
Name.
Well yeah. done.
Let's continue this as a quote.
And I remember. And I'm sure we probably couldn't get away with it. I don't know if you'll be able to play this on XFM. Would you be able to play any of the Orange Organics? Is that on the playlist?
Well, I can tell you some of their songs.
Yeah, go for it.
There's the theme song.
Yeah.
And began, Nobody Tells Me What To Do.
Certainly no, not, not, not me.
Yeah. Nobody Tells Me What To Say. Can't You See, perhaps? Then they had a song called Morning To Midnight.
You're doing very well. I wouldn't have.
There's no reason why you keep hurting me.
Wow.
I tell you when it would have been on. Every morning during...
The summer holidays.
The summer holidays.
This is it. This is August. Would you be able to guess what would
California
be on
before? Dreams?
No. It was, in fact, Hammer Man, the MC Hammer cartoon
what?
Series.
Oh, I don't remember this.
The Magic Shoes.
The Magic Shoes.
What? Tell me about this, Neil.
It was a cartoon of MC Hammer, and he had Magic Shoes who helped him kind of solve crimes.
Yeah,
he
becomes like a sort of superhero.
Yeah.
If you look up the lyrics for Hammer Man, it will tell you the...
I'm not buying this. I think you two have met up beforehand. I'm going, let's have a laugh at his expense.
Yes. Yeah. We're actually playing Call My Josh.
What are you going to watch, Neil?
Unlucky for you.
I'm going straight on YouTube. I can't tell you. Like, literally, the moment this next song kicks in, I will be on YouTube.
Josh Widdicombe, XFM.
Depeche Mode on XFM. Good morning. If you've already been listening, credit to you. If not, good morning. Producer Neil?
Good morning.
And Rhys James?
Good morning.
How are we?
I'm good, thank you.
Do we like the use of we there? That's a bit weird. I didn't like it when I said it.
It felt a bit like a headmaster speaking to me, about to sort of tell me off, but
yeah,
pre-dressing down, you were trying to get me on side.
Is there anything we want to say before I begin? you're well?
I'm good, thank you.
Should we go straight in on the topics?
Whatever you want to do, mate.
All right, well,
it's your show.
Okay, thank you. This is what I like.
Actually, no. Tell you
no,
what,
all right,
we'll
no.
do my yeah. agenda.
Okay, let's go on. Wasting time at work. You have, how old are you, 23?
23, yeah.
Have you ever had a job?
I've had a job. It lasted for 3 days.
For 3 days?
Yeah. I worked in the restaurant bar of a golf clubhouse.
Ooh.
Not ideal. I was sort of just...
KP?
Yeah, except I don't even know. 3 days, you don't even start learning the acronyms. Yeah, kind of
Kevin
a sink
Peterson.
Urchin, yeah. I just sort of would just clean dishes and wipe tables, and then I got sacked.
Why did you get
after
sacked?
3 days. Because, Josh, I called in sick on the fourth day.
Oh, you can't be sacked from calling in sick.
I wasn't. It was so obvious I wasn't sick. And then it was just...
So was it a full-time job?
No, it was like a summer.
Yeah.
And I also said to her when I did the job, I said, I can work pretty much all the time except most Saturdays because I had a season ticket to one of the football clubs. Just not to alienate myself.
Yeah,
you've said it now. It's Tottenham Hotspur.
Right. But
I had a season ticket and I couldn't work Saturdays. And then she'd constantly be like, so I'll put you in for this Saturday. I told you I can't. And then she just said, just bring a uniform in and sack it off.
Oh,
and I didn't.
And you never
I had the last
again.
Laugh. Didn't bring the uniform in.
Oh,
still wear it now.
Still wearing it as we speak. It's quite fashionable.
It's good, isn't it?
I remember trying to get a summer job in 2002. But I was worried England were going to win the World Cup.
Yeah.
So when I was applying, I was like, I can't do the following dates. And I traced through England's potential two routes.
Oh, God. That's bleak. That's a bleak thing where you're doing nothing on the day going, I could have been making some money.
Yeah, I could have been stacking shelves at Safeway, which I was doing. So you've never wasted time at work?
Odd. Well, sort of, if you count now as work.
Yeah.
I have a little time wasting things before I start.
You're a Twitterer of repute. Do you consider that as a working thing?
No.
No, you just, you're not just like, I need to send some...
If I have to do a load of plugs,
yeah.
I think I should probably chuck a joke in.
Yeah, yeah,
getting
I
often ridiculous.
Think that. Weird Google searches.
Yeah, again, so most of the Google searches are just joke research that if you then took the search out of context,
it
would look insane.
What do you mean joke research?
So yesterday I was looking up the specific name of the material that Capri Sun pouches are made out of. Right. For another classic James punchline there.
The problem is, if you have to Google that, how is that going to be a joke? Because everyone's going, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, but I would contextualise it in the joke.
All right.
And then this... this
140 characters!
I didn't use it. Oh, one of them...
Really?
Of course not. One
so
of them.
What is it made out of?
Oh, it's like... that's why I didn't use it, because it was like aluminium foil laminated with, I don't know, some chemicals or something. Yeah. You've made
your
bed.
I had a punchline for a tweet, but I just couldn't come up with it. Which was Harissa Explains It All.
Yeah.
But I couldn't quite work out what the setup was going to be. So that's one to look forward to.
Can't
next time
I've
got
that.
To promote a tour.
Yeah.
Coming up, we'll go through the audience ones. Josh Widdicombe, XFM. That was Falling Awake, latest single from the guy from The Voice and his band. Wait, let's do some odd Google searches. Actually, seeing as you discussed Tottenham, let's have a couple of ways people waste time at work based around football. Okay. Sam Tennant. Before we go into him, this is exactly the kind of thing I could imagine doing. I once played an imaginary Champions League with a spreadsheet and a blue tack dice.
A blue tack dice as well.
Now, my question's on this. I'm presuming he did the draw and stuff.
Yeah.
And then... would you just roll the dice for the goals, or would you try and load it so that, like, it would be seeded in some way?
I mean, if you're getting loaded dice involved, it's really too complicated, isn't it?
I'm going to go with the major teams. They get a dice that is got higher numbers on.
Yeah, there are no clean sheets in the Champions League.
What a year. Chris Slolly. I made a spreadsheet of all the England strikers from the past 10 years with their goals-to-game ratio while at work.
Wow. That sounds like an Ivo Graham.
I was about to say that sounds like something Ivo Graham would do.
Just the word spreadsheet.
Yeah. But... number one, probably Peter Crouch. Mm-hmm. Very good international scoring record.
Or goals to game ratio. Well, David Nugent, one cap, one goal.
Oh, there you go, 100%.
Ooh, pretty good.
Chris Slolly is the only man that can answer. I mean, that is someone who hasn't got anything to do with it at their job. When I used to write on Dora the Explorer magazine,
Are you going to drop that without comment?
Well, you can...
is that a running... Does everyone already know that?
It's been mentioned before, but yeah, right.
But
every
you're
time.
More than welcome to quiz me on it.
Why were you doing that, mate? Is that the question you expected?
Yeah, to earn a living. Yeah, well, I think it's a fair one.
How many years ago?
It was the year I moved to London. What were the other magazines I wrote on? Mr. Bean and Angelina Ballerina.
Jeez. But how many pages are in these magazines? What is there to say? How frequently do they come out?
They're official. Let's make it clear. They're not fanzines.
Yeah. You've created these fanzines. Yeah.
You know Angelina Ballerina? She's a ballerina mouse.
I will probably in time come to learn about her.
If I was going to describe it, I think I'd go mouse first.
What? Ballerina?
I think mouse is more important
detail. Angelina mouse?
It's like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Open with turtles.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. The teenager is the least interesting thing about them.
Not really relevant. Don't need to know their age.
Let's move on. Josh Widdicombe. Podcast XFM. Now, Reese, James, you take on Call My Josh. Did you do this last time?
I did, yeah. But
you
hadn't written it.
Hadn't written it?
Charles.
Charles written it, and we both did it. And three, I think.
Three. So this is a chance to bring your average up.
Yeah.
You are doing remakes.
Okay.
Confidence levels?
Extraordinarily low.
Okay. I reckon you're going to get four here.
Well, I'll prove you wrong.
Trading Places. Vinnie Jones and Lenny Henry star in this 2009 straight-to-DVD remake of the 80s Hollywood comedy. This time, set against the backdrop of Black Wednesday and Britain leaving the exchange rate mechanism. So obviously that was in 1992, so it would have been set in 1992. What are you thinking?
That's incredibly plausible. I don't know. I can't picture Vinnie Jones and Lenny Henry on the big screen together.
Well, it went straight to DVD.
On the small screen together. On any screen together. I can't picture Vinnie Jones and Lenny Henry. I'm really on the fence with
which,
this one.
Which roles do you think each of them took?
Oh, one of them took one of them and the other one the other. I don't remember Trading Places well enough to have this conversation, Josh.
Reese, I'm going to have to ask you for an answer.
I'm going to go with false.
Correct.
Yes. Good. Just as well. They're two people you'd have picked.
Goodnight Sweet Cheeks, American remake of the Nicholas Lyndhurst sitcom Goodnight Sweetheart, starring Matthew Perry. Perry's character, Gary Sparrow, time travels between present day and Vietnam era New York. Can he avoid getting drafted for war and get back home in time for Barack Obama's inauguration? Cancelled after 3 episodes.
Oh, God. Well, it was definite no until you said cancelled after 3 episodes. And suddenly it's a bit more plausible. Do we have a year that was supposed to be?
Well, it's post-Friends.
But you're thinking post-Friends, he's got to be doing more than that. I mean, he hasn't. Yeah. but you think there's better offers on the table post...
Yeah, I'm going to have to rush you.
I'm going to say false.
Correct. Oh, 2 out of 2.
Come on.
The Rear Guard. US version of Dad's Army that went so badly, not only was it cancelled after the pilot, but the tapes were wiped so no one could see it again.
Oh, wow. I might shoot myself in the foot here, but I'm about 80% sure that's true.
It is.
Yes. I think that's a pointless question from the app.
Oh, is it?
On American remakes. I think the Rear Guard is a pointless. I think I know that. That's how I know that.
Minister of the Divine. Vicar of Dibley starring Kirstie Alley.
Oh, wow.
Thoughts?
Oh, God, almost no thoughts.
Do you want to... We'll come back to that one.
Yeah, can we save that one, okay, please? Yeah.
Gone with the Wind. 8-part BBC drama series starring Adam Woodyatt and Samantha Janus. Never shown despite investment of £4 million as seen as part of the reason Alan Yentob had to quit as Director General.
God, there's so much detail in there. And it's all so serious. Also, it's sort of quite heavy and bleak. I'm going to say true.
You think Alan Yentob invested £4 million getting Ian Beale and Samantha Janus?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's too late to now not, now that you told me it's false.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Kirstie Alley, Vicar of Dibley, to make it 4 out of 5, to get your average up to 3.5.
I can't see it happening, but I'm gonna say true.
Correct. Four out of five.
Come on.
He's on. It's progressing.
Yeah, next time.
If you're walking in the right direction, that's enough. This is XFM.
Josh Widdicombe. XFM.
Jimmy Eat World, The Middle, and before that, Noel Gallagher and Johnny Marr, together at last. Right, now, Rhys James. Odd Google searches. Jenny Block. Is that her name, or has she just taken Jenny from the block?
Middle name from the...
Jenny F.T.
First name
Block.
Still.
Jenny Block. She's got the answer here, I'll pose you the question. Do dogs have the menopause?
Wow. And then she's given...
Well, she
answer.
Said what the Google answer was as well. It was no.
Right.
Does that surprise you?
The only way it should surprise you is if you are the person Googling it, because then you obviously do think there's potential that they do. I'd never Googled it, because I just thought, well, obviously not.
Lucy Broach. Whatever happened to Martin Fowler? The EastEnders character.
Good question.
The problem we've got here is what I've realised. We've asked for the Google searches... And each time, we're going to have to Google search them ourselves to see what the answer is.
I searched biggest bit of bees in history recently.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't even image search it.
Didn't
you? Ridiculous. No, I just wanted the number. I can't remember what it was. I think it was about 6,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what is under a beard of bees?
Nothing. Skin.
You must put something on there to get the beard of bees.
Yeah, you put kind of honey or nectar or something like that, so they all swarm around it.
I'm going to offer a view on bee beard size here that may be way out of order. Surely, once you've cleared about 300, it really doesn't matter how many more are there.
No, yeah. Once they're covering the skin...
Yeah, once they're covering the skin...
The danger element's out the window.
Yeah.
They're just stinging each other.
Yeah, that's not a problem. And how do you end your record attempt? They're not going to... If Roy Castle blows a whistle, they're not going to...
Well, I imagine you probably smoke them off or put some pheromone somewhere else so they move to that rather than your face.
God, he's so smart, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. But my next question... If you're doing a beard of bees, what has gone on in your life that has led you to this point?
Well, I think the reason I was Googling it is because I had a realisation recently that the only way I can have a beard is if it involves bees or magnets.
Right,
that's the only way.
What, like the...
Iron filings.
The iron filings.
Yeah, put magnets in my cheeks and then iron filings.
I mean, this is top-level chat on XFM. I really feel like we're nailing the subjects.
Josh Widdicombe, XFM.
That was The Who on XFM. This is Josh Widdicombe, Sunday morning, straight lunchtime. Rhys James still here.
Good day.
Good morning, Nick Helm.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
How you doing? You all right?
Yes, very good. There was a moment, right, when... Because we booked two comedians for each one, and then, you know, you have the main guest in the second bit, and then you have the guy who sits like around Parkinson and listens, you know.
So who's the main guest?
No, well, you each get an hour, you see, but then you get...
We each get an hour.
The hangover hour where Reece James might as well stay around.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So he's the main guest?
No, you're both the main guest. You're the main guest... for this hour.
Okay. Who do you like more, though?
Neil.
So... Oh, wow. Oh, you've changed.
There's that sudden worry, because you just book people. When you two had a greeting hug, and I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
They're friends. It'd be, one week, we're going to book two people that don't get on.
Yeah. Has that not happened yet?
Well...
I've listened to the podcast, man. I'm pretty sure it's happened.
How are you, Nick?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. What have you been up to?
This week, on Tuesday and Wednesday, I just directed one of those Funny Valentines for BBC.
Oh, that's cool. Directing?
So, yeah.
Do you like directing?
Well, I liked it. I liked it then. I've directed theatre in the past. I've never directed a film or a short. It's only a short film.
Did you get a chair?
I didn't get a chair. We didn't really sit down. We had to get a lot fitted in 2 days.
You know... Because you're working with Esther Smith there.
Yeah.
So, you know Catastrophe that's on at the moment?
Yeah.
Rob Delaney and Sharon Hawke, which I haven't seen. They met on Twitter, both are in relationships, and they've written where they're a couple and there's, like, sex scenes. How would you feel? I thought that is a brave move.
I think that is a brave move.
They didn't write the scenes first and then go, which tweeter do I want to play this part?
No,
they
exactly.
Met up they liked each other's tweets and then said, we should write some saucy stuff.
If I could have imaginary sex with anyone on Twitter, it would be that person.
Would you ever DM someone and say, do you want to write something where we have sex?
Would I, have I? They're really...
I would say Reece James is the king of Twitter, but I'm definitely not going to DM him. Mainly because he doesn't follow me.
That's not true. Come on, mate.
No, that's not true.
That's not
you
true.
Said that
do,
like it
muted.
Is true. You said it like it is exactly true.
It's not true.
And now you're going to follow him on your phone right now.
Yeah.
The Twitter mute button is the greatest invention of all time. I've actually now started following people and then muting them instantly.
Josh Widdicombe, XFM.
Sunset Suns, Medicine on XFM. Josh Widdicombe still joined by Reece James.
Hello.
Nick Helm.
Hello.
The main guest of our hearts.
There you go.
Yeah?
That's me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm the main guest.
Would you like odd Googles or ways people have wasted time at work?
Ways that people have wasted time at work, maybe.
Okay, Meryl Tase. Now, I don't know if this is a waste of time. I'm at work right now browsing emojis. Do you think anyone has ever proposed using the engagement ring emoji?
Yeah,
I'd like to think so.
Replied with a thumbs up.
Sharon Hawke. Submit whole emojis. What's your favourite emoji?
I like the little woman dancing.
The Spanish woman.
But I also like the little one with the. Is it two of them? And they're wearing like little. They're like little leotards with like cats.
I think there's two of them.
I think that's nice. Yeah.
I like the ghost.
Is that an emoji?
Yeah.
Ghost is great.
I like the ghost.
Especially when you're emoticoning very nervous people. Yeah. And you want to give them a bit of a fright.
He's got his tongue out. He's a cheeky ghost. He's got his tongue out. He's winking.
You're saying engagement ring to propose. A terrible way to break a death is the ghost emoji.
Yeah.
Dad equals ghost emoji.
Next week, Neil, we should say all texts have to come in via emoji and we have to decode them. One more way. Shall I just run through? Lexi Needham. Length of time it would take to walk from Paris to Rotterdam.
How long was it?
This is the problem. No one's giving us the answer.
Now we're going to have to Google them.
Yeah.
And then it won't be such an odd Google.
No, it'll start be a predictive Google. Thomas Wright. Odd Googles. Or is it, I don't know, Neil, if this is an odd Google or if this is a way he has wasted time at work. Calculating the exact date and time when I'll be 1 billion seconds old.
That's a bit of both, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's both. Yeah. It's around 9:52 PM on June the 18th, 2018.
If
you make it, mate. Just saying.
Ghost emoji.
Yeah, exactly.
Good topics this week, Neil, aren't they?
Is that it for the work one?
Oh, no, we've got more, but we'll come back to them.
Oh.
Do you want one more?
No.
Why not?
No, no, not really. I mean, it depends. Depends if it's a good one.
Well, you be the judge of that. Carol Hibbert, walking up and down corridors with piles of blank paper.
Yeah.
Wasn't worth it.
No, wasn't worth it. It's a bit weird, though, isn't it? You're reading out ways to waste time when you're at work, and it's kind of like it would be reading out a list of ways to waste time while you're at work.
Josh Widdicombe. Podcast. XFM.
Blur Song 2, which buys us more time to chat. I've wasted it. Unbelievable. Rhys James.
Good morning.
Nick Helm.
Hi, I was drinking coffee.
It's all right. Now, each week at this point, I set a hypothetical conundrum for the guests, and you have to discuss how you would approach it. For £1 million, would you wear a bright gold jacket for a year? Can't ever take it off. When there's anyone else in the room, you can't take it off. If you're making love, you have to still be wearing the gold jacket. If you get invited to a funeral, you have to wear the gold jacket. And you can not tell anyone why you're wearing the gold jacket. If they ask, you just have to say, I really like the jacket.
For £1 million?
Yeah.
What sort of jacket? Is it more like a tracksuit?
It's like a gold lame bomber jacket.
No change in the lovemaking for me. Always wear a gold jacket. Or silver if I'm not feeling confident.
So let's presume that you're taking it.
I'd do it for free.
Yeah, I mean, a million isn't too much.
It would be a real conversation piece. And
but you're only allowed to say I really like the jacket.
I'd never explain it.
Do you think it would ruin your relationship?
No way. I think, if anything, it would improve it. And at Christmas time, I mean, it would really pay off in December.
Oh, yeah,
so you start in January and everyone's going, what's this? And then come like mid-October, you know, when the shops start getting filled up with Christmas stuff, then it'll all pay off and everyone go, gah, this guy's really,
and you
really all about
end
it.
End on a high.
You end on a massive high, yeah. New Year's Day,
yeah.
And then the lame sets on fire, ghost face.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect.
Question on it, if you did get invited to a funeral, a funeral you should attend, mm-hmm. would you wear a black suit except for the gold jacket, or would you go full gold suit?
I'd go full gold, I think.
Would you say I'm celebrating his life rather than mourning his death?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have to say it, would you? You'd have to just say, I really like the jacket.
Yeah, you have to say, I really like the jacket.
That would be the thing, innit? All the mourners would be like, I can't believe that you turned up wearing that.
Yeah.
And you'd just have to say, I really like the jacket.
You would be you'd be praying that you get the details through, and it's one of those ones that says, make sure you're wearing bright colours because you want it to be happy.
Can I just ask, are you ever, you know, the year is over, and after the year, you could just literally go around explaining it and saying, I was earning money, I'm sorry.
It's £1 million, mate.
Or are you never allowed to tell anyone, and everyone will just go,
there was a weird period.
At your funeral, we all remember the blip of 2015 when he wore that gold jacket.
Yeah, you're never allowed to explain
never.
It.
Never.
Also, if you get an acting role, you have to convince them that your character has to wear the gold jacket throughout.
You'll have to put your costume over it.
No.
So if you went to
the barbers and they tried to put that sheet over you, you'd have to say, I really like the jacket.
What if you got a job as a pantomime horse? Would you, if you were the back end or the front end, be able to put the jacket on over that?
It would have to go over the horse, yeah.
It would have to go over the horse so that it was still... over the hooves. It would have to go all the way over. Yeah, yeah, all right. No, I think that they'll be fine with that at the Duke of York's.
You don't need to be doing panto, mate. You're getting £1 million for wearing a jacket.
You're not getting £1 million to the end, so you've got to somehow...
Yeah, you've got to make a living, right?
Yeah,
and you're thinking like an idiot, right? Because if you had £1 million, right, you could put that in the bank and it'll just increase on interest, right? So that means that everything that you make off panto, right, that's just spending money.
Neil?
I don't know. I'm a father. I've got to...
Imagine... Daddy in his gold jacket, the problem you'd have would be phasing it out after a year.
Yeah, what if you loved it so much after the year that it became... Do you have to not wear it after a year?
No, you can continue wearing it.
What if you've become physically and emotionally attached to it? That's good, because it might have been fused to your body.
Actually, I think it's shell suit material.
I was thinking it like a tracksuit top.
Yeah, yeah.
And in which case, for the rest of the year, I'd just wear mauve tracky bum bums.
I think we've dealt with that.
Josh Widdicombe. XFM.
James Bay, Hold Back the River, more or less bring us to the end of the show. Excellent show, Neil. But there's still time to plug what you want as a thank you for coming in. Neil has put a slight twist on plugging, haven't you?
Yes. It was becoming a bit easy. So you automatically get 10 seconds in which to plug, but you can generate a further 5 seconds by answering some questions on your time on the show.
The questions about what you've just experienced.
Right.
Yeah. So, Reese, yours are based between 11 and 12.
Yeah.
And Nick, yours are 12 to 1. So let's do Reese first. Who played the actor... Oh, sorry, who played the Vicar of Dibley in the American remake? What actress?
Began with a Kelly. Was it K?
K.
Allen.
Kirstie Allen.
Kirstie Allen.
Yeah.
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
K. Kirstie Allen. K. Allen.
No way is K. Allen.
Kirstie Alley and Tim Allen's kid.
Yeah. I'm with you, Reese. Don't worry
what?
About it.
You were wrong on both
fine,
names.
It's fine. I don't need the 5 seconds, mate.
What? What supermarket did Josh stack shelves in?
That's a good question.
God, it was one of them.
Doesn't exist anymore.
It was, yeah. It was. Did it begin with an S?
It did.
But it's not Summerfield, is it?
Nope.
It's the other one. Super.
Nope.
The supermarket.
No.
Not got it. What
no. Well, you're going to top out at 20 seconds maximum if you get this. What animal did Jenny Block Google to see if it suffered from menopause?
Dog.
Correct.
20 seconds begins now.
Please come to a show I am doing at the Soho Theatre, which starts on the 9th of February in almost a week.
Stop wasting my seconds.
What's happening? Starts on the 9th of February. It's till the 14th, Valentine's Day. What a way to spend Valentine's Day. Please come. Tickets are, unbelievably available. So just Google it, mate, and you can come.
It's a great show. Loved it.
Thanks.
4 stars, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a 5-star show. Bear in mind, it's not a 5-star show.
It's not a 3-star show.
Well, some people beg to differ.
It's 1 star. You, mate.
Starting to sound a lot like The List.
or, in my case, 3 weeks.
All right, Nick, what emoji did you say you would send a nervous person?
A ghost.
Correct. What Blur song did we play?
Song 2.
Correct. And where did you imagine starring in Panto while wearing the jacket while dressed
Duke of Yorks.
Correct.
Oh!
His all happened way more recently.
Yeah, they did happen recently. And also, I probably have a lot more to talk about, Reese. No offense. So I really needed that extra time.
Well, because you got all of them right, you actually get a bonus 5 seconds. You get 30 seconds in total.
30 seconds just for fun.
Maybe I'll interrupt yours, mate.
3, 2, 1.
Uncle Series 2 is starting on the 10th of February, and I'm really excited about it.
What day of the week is that?
I think that's a Tuesday, but it may be a Monday. And it's as good as, if not better, in most cases than the first series. I'm really happy
with that. That's exciting.
And then the other thing is, I've just done this funny Valentine with Esther Smith. And that is coming out around Valentine's Day, but I don't have an exact date for that. Have I got time to spare now?
Yeah, you've still got
probably just got a few meetings. Maybe I'll set some more stuff up. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Good for you, Reese.
Excellent work, guys. Thank you. Neil, anything to promote?
Yeah, make sure you keep listening to XFM tonight. 7 o'clock, Maz. 9 o'clock, Dave Rowntree from Blur. Podcast online Tuesday. Listen to the other XFM podcasts as well that we do. Yeah.
Last leg, Channel 4, Friday. Stephen Mangan next week. This is new Twin Atlantic. Oceans.
Josh Widdicombe. Podcast. XFM. If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM. The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
An enormous band like that playing a tiny venue. Suffice to say, it was an amazing gig. And it was all filmed, so it will be available for you to watch if you were not lucky enough to be there. However, I did, just before the gig, have a chat with Serge and Tom. And we promised you that interview. And that interview, we deliver now. Well, hello. Hello. I'm John Holmes, host of London's XFM Breakfast Show. You join me backstage at the venue, The Garage, in Islington. And I'm not alone, for I am with... I'm with Kasabian. Well, two Kasabians, Serge, Tom. Welcome to XFM.
Hello, mate.
Hello, John.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, thanks. Yeah. Looking well. Good beard, by the way. Good.
Thank you very much.
Good
beard. I've really groomed it well.
You've blended it to your hair. You've had quite the last year. So what we've got? We've got Glastonbury. That's no small thing. The homecoming gig in Leicester. Yeah. You've got the sellout run at Brixton. And now just a couple of few hundred people in a tiny little venue. Do you approach it differently when you're doing a sort of small venue like this? Or how do you do it?
Do you know, we've done so much, and played so many gigs. We just...
It's what we do, isn't it, really, to be honest. We treat it, we approach the, you know, the show as like would anything else, you know.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, be Glastonbury,
we only have one,
you know,
gear. We only have one gear.
Yeah, that's that. I'm guessing top.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, you're about to open the BAFTAs. How did that come about?
Right, I mean, they sort of asked the question and it's like, yeah, that's it's a huge honour, you know. And another thing along this journey we've been doing, another crazy sort of thing to be a part of, you know. Yeah. But that's great, you know.
Well, they've got good taste, ain't they?
It'd be exciting. Well, certainly, wake. I mean, if people think they're in for a sort of nice, smooth opening, they're very
much sadly mistaken. Yeah, they
there's
are.
There's been
yeah.
people there like, oh, where are this is what's
because normally
gone
it's
wrong,
house, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. And we've got to mention the well, it's not. I don't know. Is it snub the Brits thing? Right, because I know you talked about this. Saw this in the papers. But that's. I mean, that was a. It's like you know the Oscar. You know the Lego Movie didn't get a nomination for the Oscars, and everyone's going, what? Why didn't that happen? Yeah. It's like that with you, right? What happened there, do we think?
Just pure blatant ignorance, to be honest, and, you know, conspiracy, like Serge was saying, blatantly pushing rock and roll out, you know.
Yeah.
And like you said, what does that give the working class kids and bands, you know, to push us out? So, and Serge nailed it, so, do you know what, I'm not going to be watching it anyway, so who's bothered?
They've bunched a group of people together, bands that are, it'd be odd for us to be up against One Direction or Clean Bandit. I don't understand what that is as a category.
I've never even heard of it.
No, it's not a vibe. Apparently, I've got a friend who wrote a few of their songs, so that surely sort of should write you off any category anyway. You know? No, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, no disrespect. Yeah. I mean, if you can't write a tune, that's fair enough. But so that's just struck them off for a start.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've got like, I mean, a week later, it's like the NMEs, and we've sort of got like 8 nominations. Not to sort of blow our own trumpet there. But and that's kind of, you know, a fan-led thing. Yeah, so it's not as if we're like, oh, what are we going
to
do?
If you were, because the BAFTAs is a good thing, if you were to, if Kasabian were to do a score for a film, what's the Kasabian sound going to match?
Well, I was speaking earlier about Serge in an interview, and I think if Serge could do a score for James Bond, he'd be amazing.
I think
Serge would be fantastic at doing
it.
It's
been a while since, I mean, Adele's was pretty good, but I think they need to redefine it. Like, the films are very new now. They've sort of got their own sort of look.
So, what's the plan next? When's the next album? What's the next album? Are you working on the next album? Are you thinking about it?
I mean, we've only been 6 months with this one, so in the next few weeks, we'll have some big announcements.
Okay. You don't want to
then we'll
not
go,
announce that
we'll
right
go
now,
away.
Just as a,
not yet, no.
Damn you.
We'll go away then and we'll do another record.
Yeah. Listen,
thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Cheers,
very
man.
Much. It's good to see you. And thanks for talking to XFM.
Brilliant.
Thank you very
appreciate
much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. Music. It rocks.